Final preparations are underway for the Hayes Chamber's annual awards banquet. From the Hayes Chamber, President and CEO Sarah Wassinger, along with Vice President of Membership Rhonda Meyerhoff, stop by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
If people were to understand how many things happen behind the scenes to make this event just come into fruition, I think they would be surprised. Most tricky is to get the award winners there unbeknownst to them. And so we do a little bit of, I don't like to call it line, we stretch some truths maybe a little bit to get some people to come.
You think you have to, right?
Well,
you know.
Run it. Yeah.
But it's sneaky, but it's also really fun.
We have some implants across the community that help
around,
us.
Like plotting and planning, how are we going to get this one there?
Puppeteering at its finest, really.
Incorporating all the family and the coworkers and all the actors to get to all make it work. I love it.
Yes.
But this is coming up into this month, right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So the very last day of the month, in fact, January 31st. We always, of course, because this event is held during winter, have a backup weather date. And so if for any reason we get inclement weather that would prohibit us from having the event that night, the next week, Tuesday, that February 7th date is our backup weather date.
Okay.
And yes, we have had to use a backup weather date.
I was wondering.
Mm-hmm. We came close to almost having to use it last year. It did snow. We got about, I think,
remember.
3 to 4 inches of snow. But because the ground was warmer,
it melted a little bit. Yeah, just
so
kind of didn't stick around long. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So this is a fantastic evening, and we are so delighted and grateful for the partnership that we have with Fort Hays State University, because we have everything held right out there. So, Rhonda, do you want to talk a little bit about kind of the timeline for that evening?
Absolutely. So we're at the Memorial Union. As Sarah mentioned, we're on Fort Hays campus. The social starts at 5:30, and that will go till 6:30, and then the social part will end. And that will be inside the Golden Black Room. Then at 6:30, we'll go to the banquet area. And we'll serve that until probably about 7 o'clock.
Can we talk about that yummy meal?
Oh.
So, James, we didn't invite you, and I'm sorry, but we got to do a taste testing for the food that will be served that night. Maybe
wait,
next.
Wait, you don't have my number? Come on. Yeah, no.
I forgot to call. We were so busy.
I know. Didn't you try and the line was busy?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll
probably
we'll say
not.
That.
But. Okay.
but Chartwell's Catering is, of course, our caterer for that event. And they will be serving a delicious garden salad with gorgonzola crumble, with the option to have rancher balsamic dressing. And then, of course, their famous dinner rolls and butter. Chicken carbonara will be the star of the show. That sauce is delightful. It'll be rice pilaf with roasted mixed vegetables. And then dessert, we're doing a little bit different twist this year. Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering is actually going to be our dessert sponsor. And if you've not had their white or chocolate cake, you are going to be in for a treat. My mouth is literally watering right now because her white cake is, am I allowed to say it's my favorite that I've ever had in my entire life?
I think so.
Okay, it's good.
It is very good.
That's some pretty high pressure to put on him.
Well,
though.
You know, Kim's up to the challenge, so I think she'll be okay with me putting that pressure on her.
Yes.
I imagine that's true. And between Kim at the Rose Garden and Chartwell's Catering, I mean, my gosh, they take care of so many events here in Hayes. And I like to think about Chartwell's because they're connected with Fort Hays, but they cater events off the university, and they're not necessarily just Fort Hays stuff.
Absolutely. Yes. And that's something that people, I think, misconceive sometimes. So definitely, if you need some good catering options, our chamber has a lot of wonderful businesses that do a fantastic job catering. Chartwell's, of course, definitely on that list. So
yes.
But we, after dinner, what happens then, Rhonda, for people who maybe haven't gone
before? Oh my gosh. This is where everybody is on pins and needles. If you can imagine that. A well-lit room, but it's the presentation and awards. We'll start about a little bit after 7. And, you know, there's 8 awards that we get to give away. And so people will be sitting at the tables, and they'll be trying to figure out who it is. And they might be whispering to one another because, you know, you want to be able to figure it out. You want to be the one at your table that was right. Not that I'm competitive or anything.
I think you'd want to be the one that gets the award, but maybe that's just me.
Oh.
So the fun thing about...
I'm thinking
if it's Businesswoman of the Year award and it's a male, they probably don't want to win it.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be non-inclusive, I suppose.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point though, James. Last year, we actually had one of our winners, Judy Parks, won our Businesswoman of the Year award. And as we were reading the script for that award, she was like, oh, well, I'm in that club. And she said, by the end of it, I'm like, I should really know this person. She's like, they're literally in everything that I am in. And she said, when they read my name, I thought they made a mistake. But that's the fun of it, right? So like Rhonda said, that part of it is just really neat. We try to build up the award announcement to where you kind of can think maybe it's a couple of different people. And then we really crescendo at the end where it kind of unravels itself.
Yes.
And the winner is definitely known by the time that we say their name.
And they're not willy-nilly just like randomly picked. You know, we were in earlier last year when we had award nominations for our presentation were due. And so, you know, receiving those nominations, I always wish, Sarah, we could just let everybody know who was at least nominated, because that's an honor in itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and just, I'm thinking back to some of those winners and some of the ones that we've brought on the show and talked to and the ones I've known over the years, and always such deserving people. And it surprises me, or not really surprises me, but it's eye-opening and rewarding to see all of those people that are really behind the scenes and making Hayes a great place to live, be recognized.
Yeah, and sometimes if you're not in those circles, you don't necessarily know all the things that someone has done. You know, some people are really quiet achievers, and others are not. But, I mean, it's super great to learn about those people.
So the 8 awards that we'll actually be giving away this year will be our Next Tech Wireless Businesswoman of the Year Award. Of course, Vive Broadband is sponsoring our Rising Star Award. Golden Belt Bank will again be doing the Hall of Fame Award. City of Hayes is back with the Small Business Achievement Award. Next Tech is again doing our Citizen of the Year Award. iSmile Vision and Dental will be offering the Helping Hands Award. And then the Robert E. Schmidt Entrepreneur of the Year Award. And then, of course, Worth Wealth Management Member Investor of the Year Award. We will be delighted to hand those awards out that mm-hmm. evening. And so, you know, if you've never gone before, tickets are $60 each. It is a lovely evening. We have right over 400 people who will come. And I think at this point we have fewer than 25 tickets left. So if you haven't gotten your tickets already and you want to come join us, we would love to have you there. And you can reach out to our chamber office at 785-628-8201 to purchase those tickets.
Yes.
And those funds go back and really fund this event and go back into the chamber, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we are always so blessed. And we talk about it in the office all of the time. Our members in our community that not only invest as a member, but as sponsors, they're the ones who help us accomplish what we accomplish as a Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
And we could not do what we do without them and without, you know, events like this awards banquet. Speaking of those sponsors.
I know.
Rhonda, do you want to talk about some of our other sponsors that night?
I would love to. Thanks, Sarah. So we have some premier sponsors that help out. Astra Bank, Chartwell's Catering. Intersys is also one of our sponsors, along with Hayes Med. And then the Hayes Regional Airport and the Hayes Convention and Visitors Bureau, who do a really good job of trying to get people into our community to do things. They're a sponsor. Insurance Planning, ITC, Midwest Energy. We've got Sunflower Bank and then also Walmart Supercenter. But gosh, Sarah, we have some other sponsors that help in different ways.
We do. So our venue sponsor really is how we're able to have an elegant evening that includes drinks and cocktails that evening. On the courtesy of FHSU Office of the President, we're just allowed to have our space for the banquet there. And so we definitely would be remiss to not thank them for that contribution. And then our dessert sponsor, of course, as we had shared this year, will be Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering. And then we have a new wine sponsor this year.
Yes.
And it will be Commerce Bank. So they'll be responsible for making sure that people have a nice glass of wine with dinner. And then our print sponsor is Northwestern Printers. And we have a new floral sponsor this year, too.
Yeah.
And that will be Chestnut Street Floral and Wedding Connections Plus Events. So I'm so excited to have all of these businesses be a part of that big event. Obviously, we could not keep the price point as it is without all of their involvement. So just thank you to them. Thank you to everybody who took time to make nominations. You know, we shifted that window up this year mm-hmm. to give us a little bit more time for that. One thing that we failed to mention, this banquet also serves as kind of a year in review recap.
Yes.
And so we also like to take some space after we finish the meal to just congratulate and thank our members and our community for all of the accomplishments that we've tackled over the past year.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to serve the community in different ways. You know, and it's really important because a lot of those different ways, Sarah, besides the supporting the members, it's making a difference in our community. There are opportunities for growth to handle some big subjects and try and make it better for the people who live here.
Yeah. And you know what I love about this list? It's new, it's old, it's national chains, and it's local shops. It's everybody that works and loves Hayes coming together to put something like this on. And a lot of these sponsors you see sponsor many other events through the year. And of course, there's a lot of other good community partners as well. But it's a really rewarding list to me to see so many people get involved in celebrating our community and celebrating the people that make Hayes special.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Well, again, before we move on to the weekly events, we've only got just a couple days left in the week, but if people are wanting to get those tickets, Sarah, again, what do they got to do?
They can just call us at our chamber office at 785-628-8201 to reserve those. Because we do have so few left, we are asking if folks are calling over the phone if they can pay with credit card, or if they prefer they can bring cash or check in directly into the office.
Absolutely. And if people want to just stop by, come by 2700 Vine Street. We occupy space within the Welcome Center. So,
you know what I love about going into the Welcome Center? It's so, well, welcoming. Everybody's always so friendly and excited to see you. It doesn't matter what you're coming in for. Everybody is always so excited.
We are. We love our visitors.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, like I said, we've got just a couple of days left. We had to reschedule this interview from Monday. Usually we do this at the beginning of the week, but it looks like just one event may be left this week. But let's talk about some stuff coming up.
Yeah, so we have our ribbon cutting and chamber chat this Friday at 9 a.m. It will be with the United Way of Ellis County. So if you're familiar with the Chestnut Street building, 1200 Main Street for that one. And then January 17th, next week, our Hayes Young Professionals will kick off their first connection lunch of 2023. It will again be sponsored by Glassman Corporation, and that will be at noon at Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill. A little bit different location this time. Instead of being on the venue side, they'll actually be in the small front room. So walk into the main doors and take a quick left when you get there. And then that same day, we'll have our first board meeting for 2023 at 3 p.m. at the Welcome Center. And then last but not least, our chamber chat on next week, Friday, will be with the Hayes High Plains Barbershop Chorus. The Kansas Mercy Boxcar is sponsoring that one, and it's always nice because they give you a little preview of some music. So,
yes.
And yeah, the High Plains Barbershop Chorus, if you've never seen them, it is a fun show.
Yes, it is for sure. And of course, as always, if you visit hayeschamber.com/events, you'll be able to see a full listing of our events throughout the year. And since this is kind of really our first radio topic with you this year, we would just invite all of our chamber members, if you have something special coming up, you want to celebrate a chamber chat or a ribbon cutting, feel free to give us a call and schedule those out. We love highlighting what our businesses are doing and celebrating and marking those special milestones and occasions.
And maybe we should just mention, Sarah, both of those events are benefits of your membership. So there's no fee from the chamber to hold those events. Gosh, we love to celebrate with our members.
Let's make it a special 2023.
Yeah.